Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Jesus, the Source of Fearlessness.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filled up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why were you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. When one studies the ministry of Jesus, we are quickly confronted with the fact that he was a miracle worker, and he did many different types of miracles, healing miracles, and today we have a nature miracle, where he calls the sea to be quiet. If we reflect a little bit over this nature miracle and the impact that it had on the other disciples in the boat, we quickly see that what's important here isn't so much that the sea became quiet, but that the hearts of the disciples became quiet. Full of fear for the storm, Jesus calmed the storm, and they were at rest. Faith is key for coming to terms with a fearless relationship with Jesus. Of course, on another level, this story isn't at all about calming the storm, but it's all about our relationship built on faith with Jesus Christ. There's nothing in life that we face, no difficulty that we endure, that Jesus can't bring an end to or can't answer for us. There's no need to fear, but we focus on Jesus to fill our hearts with his love. Sometimes the best remedy for a mind that goes astray with the negativity of life is simple prayer. The Buddhists call this monkey mind. When the negativity of life keeps our mind so very busy that we can't think about anything, to turn to prayer in silence and to let Jesus have his way, we find peace, we find faith. "Why are you terrified?" he asks them. "Why are you terrified?" he asks us. Let us turn to Jesus today that our storm might be stilled and our faith deepened. It seems to me that in many ways this is at the heart of a developing relationship with Jesus, the heart of discipleship. And so as true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask him to fill our hearts this day and to quell our storms. May you have a blessed day seeking the face of God.